All right, time for five keys to the Jaguars game in Philadelphia on Sunday. Let's start with communication. We saw what happened when Red Bryant and John Cyprian had a miscommunication on one play. Reggie Bush went 86 yards for a touchdown. This week, they faced LeSean McCoy. He led the league in yards rushing and from scrimmage last year. You can't have any miscues with LeSean McCoy on the field. Up next, as we move this one out of the way, Jock McClendon. McClendon, a journeyman. He was in Atlanta, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, Detroit, lands in Jacksonville last year, starts a couple of games at guard. Now he's the starting center in Philadelphia on opening day. He's a huge storyline as we try to figure out exactly where this team is going with the offensive line. Notice two quarterbacks in the photo here. There's only one quarterback now in Jacksonville. The story is no longer about Blake Bortles. It's focused solely on Chad Henne, who gets his first start on opening day since 2011 when he was with the Miami Dolphins. Turnovers, a huge story in any game. For the Jaguars, +4 in the preseason. That creates opportunities for the offense. They need to take the ball away. They were only 21 a year ago. And Philadelphia only gave it up 19 times. So it's a huge story. If the Jaguars get takeaways, the Jaguars create opportunities. And let's finish with right here. Tempo. You see LeSean McCoy? He does that to a lot of people. Averaging 4.8 yards per carry over his career. That's a phenomenal number. He's a guy who can go up and down the field on you. Jaguars know they're going to face a Philadelphia team that wants to go fast. If you stop him on first and second down, it slows them down dramatically. That's five keys for Philadelphia on Sunday.